Bowman snorted. A rock with a sense for the dramatic. It's absurd. You really expect me to fight that thing?
Yes.
If it's what I think it is the thing called the Limper. And the thing known as Toad Killer Dog. Both are handicapped. Bowman sneered and snorted. I'd call being without a body something more than a handicap.
It is not weak, this thing.
That smoke rises from a city still burning, 3 days after its departure.
It has become the disciple of death. Killing and destruction are all it knows. The tree has decreed that it be stopped.
Right. Why? And why us?
Why? Because if it continues amok, its course will someday bring it to the plain. Why us? Because there is no one else. All who had any great power were consumed in the struggle in the Barrowland, except thee and we. And most of all, we do it because the God has commanded it.
Bowman muttered and grumbled under his breath.
Prepare yourself, wizard. The hour comes. If you are innocent in our eyes, you must be guilty in his.
Of course. There could be no ground in the middle, not for him. He did not have the strength to hold it. Never had had, if the truth be known, though he had deluded himself in the years of his quest for knowledge about those who had been enchained by the ancients. Did he know remorse for the horror brought on by his fumblings? Some. Not as much as he thought he should. He told himself that because of his intercession at the penultimate moment, his self-sacrifice, the outbreak of darkness had been far gentler than it could have been. Without him, the night might have lasted forever. The old man ambled away from the stone, wrapped in his own thoughts. He did not notice the stone turning jerkily, keeping its scarred face toward him. The menhirs never moved while being watched by human eyes. How they knew they were being watched, no one knew. Bowman's meander took him to the aft end of the windwale. Small rustlings accompanied him. Chaperons. If he noticed, he ignored them. They had been with him always. He settled upon a soft, unprotesting lump of whale flesh about chair height. It made comfortable sitting. But he knew he would not be staying long. The wind whale was especially fetid here. For the 100th time, he contemplated escape. All he had to do was jump and use a levitator spell to soften his fall. That was well within his competence, but not within the compass of his courage. His fear of heights was not totally debilitating.